In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. That is the charge given by our Lord to His apostles. It is fleshed out in St. Matthew's account, where we learn what it means to proclaim the gospel, namely to make disciples, students, lifelong learners of our Lord, by baptizing, catechizing, and imploring them to come with great frequency to where the Lord fulfills His promise to be with us always, in His holy house, for divine service. Notice what is not included in our Lord's charge. He does not say, go into all the world and do whatever it takes to fill the pews. He does not say, proclaim the gospel in a watered-down way that will appeal to the most people. He does not say, just love your people and everything else will take care of itself. He does not say, be creative and learn how to win friends and influence people. He does not say, be careful not to offend anyone. He does not say, learn what people want in a church and then give it to them. Our Lord does not say any of these things because He is a realist. He knows full well what awaits the men He will send out to proclaim the gospel. They will be hated for it. They will be mocked and abused for it. They will suffer much for it. They will be sent out to be sheep in the midst of wolves. Performing their duties in His stead and by His command will be risky and dangerous. It will not be easy by any means. The world hated Him. It will hate them too. But He gives them the promise that He will be with them, that no matter what happens to them, an eternity in paradise awaits them. St. Mark, whose feast day we observe today, learned through personal experience how risky and dangerous it is to heed the Lord's charge to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. Less than halfway through the first missionary journey with Saints Paul and Barnabas, St. Mark chickened out and went home. He couldn't hack it. He was scared to death. He wasn't having a good time being a sheep in the midst of wolves. So he got out of Dodge and went back to the comforts of home. A couple years later, as Saints Paul and Barnabas are about to embark on their second missionary journey, St. Mark wants to go, which leads to a sharp disagreement between St. Paul, who didn't trust St. Mark after the first fiasco, and St. Barnabas, who wanted to give St. Mark, his cousin, a second chance. So sharp was the disagreement that it ended up dividing these apostles. St. Barnabas and St. Mark headed off one way, while St. Paul and St. Silas went another. The story has a happy ending, though, as eventually St. Paul forgave St. Mark and was reconciled not only to him, but to his missionary partner, St. Barnabas, as well. We see that St. Paul was reconciled to St. Mark, as St. Paul, as he's getting ready to leave this vale of tears, says that St. Mark is useful to him for ministry. But dear friends in Christ, we can learn much from St. Mark, whom we remember and honor today. For who among us has never been scared to proclaim the gospel of our Lord or found it too risky and dangerous to confess our faith to others? We have all been guilty, to one degree or another, of chickening out and easing our way out of difficult situations instead of putting our own necks on the line for the sake of our Lord and His gospel. But look at what the Lord did with St. Mark. He not only forgave and restored him, but He gave him the privilege and honor of writing one of the four gospel accounts on behalf of St. Peter. Not only that, but tradition holds that St. Mark founded the church in Alexandria, which became one of the five great centers of Christianity in the early church. Not only that, but tradition also holds that St. Mark was also given the honor and great privilege of suffering martyrdom for the faith, as in AD 68, the pagans there placed a rope around his neck and dragged him through the streets until he was dead. St. Mark went from chicken to champion, from scared to steadfast, as he was strengthened and preserved in faith by the Lord who died for him. Your Lord Jesus Christ stands ready to do the same for you. He suffered and died for you, too, that you might be forgiven and restored, strengthened and preserved. At all those times when you were too chicken to confess your faith for fear of whatever consequences you thought would come of it, are paid for in full by the blood of Jesus. He stands ever ready to forgive you and restore you anew, and does so here in this Bethlehem, in this house of bread, through His precious means of grace, His holy word, and His most blessed sacrament. Come therefore, dear friends, and receive the very body and blood of your Savior, and be strengthened and preserved to go out and, like St. Paul, fight the good fight of the faith. Like St. Mark, be strengthened even when you have wavered, and restored by your Lord, that you might make the bold and courageous confession when called upon to do so, knowing that your Lord is with you always, even to the end of the age. For this, dear friends, is what it means to proclaim the gospel, namely, to preach repentance and faith in Jesus' name. So be sorry indeed for all of your sins, especially all those times you have chickened out, but know also with all certainty that you are forgiven and that you are strengthened in your faith here to go out and proclaim the gospel in word and deed to others. Believe it, my friends, for it is most certainly true. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.